Chris and I are filming this episode from
fabulous Las Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby.
And where are we exactly?
We are actually at Ely, which is in the Park MGM, and it's just an Italian food explosion.
Yes, so we are doing the happy hour flight. We did two flights, and it came to like a little under $50. And we're starting with what?
We're starting with what is the typical Italian start? Prosecco.
So this is interesting because we're going to mix this case that came out of Florida. We're both Florida attorneys about Yelp reviews, and we're reviewing wine. So no. How do you feel about that?
This one's not as sweet as most Proseccos, but I prefer more bubbles. And I know you're not a really a big sweet man.
So it's eh. I think it's eh.
I agree.
Want to try the next one.
This
but wait, what was this one called?
That's just a Prosecco.
Okay, and what's the next one?
Then this one's an Italian rosé, not a French rosé. An Italian rosé, which should be a little drier. So let's get
it. So that one, I think, needed some, I don't know, pear juice, something to spruce it up. It's not the money shot for sure.
No.
What's this one?
This is an Italian rosé, and it's a little drier, and I kind of like it. I just wish I had a little bit more money.
Okay.
You know, I like my
tiny
bubbles.
So tell us about the case, Ron. So
this is a case involving a restaurant in Tampa, Florida, that was very well reviewed until one consistent Yelp reviewer.
My review of this rosé is thumbs down. Yeah. Okay.
And she gave a star review to a restaurant that apparently the owner thought deserved a 5-star review.
And what's this one?
So last but least, we have a Spumante.
Well, it's not last but least, because Chris finally got us to get a half a case
yes,
going on
yes.
here.
But last but least in the sparkling is an Italian Spumante.
So Spumante is a funny word. I feel like it's something my husband asked me to do to him. So, Spumante.
Spumante.
I'm not so sure. Well, how is it?
The Spumante is a little less sweet than I thought it would be.
Yeah,
so
that's what I say
onion.
To my husband after I Spumante him. It's a little bitter. Bitter.
I like my soul, my husband says to me.
So
she basically, she is of Asian descent. She's Chinese.
Not relevant.
No, it is relevant because she's critiquing Chinese food and saying if you're trying to be a traditional Chinese restaurant but you're doing fusion, you still need to
that's
get it
that's
right.
What she did. She came after the ribs, baby. She came after the ribs.
She said
and they were like, no, you don't come after our ribs and say they're not moist. And they
you said the word.
And they got very upset. And what did they do?
They gave a review back to her and said that she was absolutely offensive, that she had ruined their business.
Because they said the word moist?
No, because she said their meat was no quality.
Well, they didn't really say the word moist because she said there was no moistness
yes,
in their ribs.
Dry. Absolutely dry.
Yeah. But she did give some of their food a good day.
She did. She said some of it was actually outstanding because she knows her Asian food.
But they were
and
upset about
back.
The ribs.
They were upset about the ribs and they were upset about the contact and the quality and upset about some of the comments regarding their authenticity.
So I think we need to leave a cliffhanger to say what they get. What do we got with the red thing?
So we have here something called a Collagio. It should be
Collagio. What is a Collagio?
So that should be kind of a difference between a Barbera and a Montepulciano.
I kind of like this.
Oh my God, you actually like something? Let's see. Oh, it smells good.
Well, I think it's like red and sweet and, you know, I do like it. Oh, it's a blend?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
so good. Let's see the legs. Oh, the legs. Yeah. There's no legs on this.
Well,
okay,
yeah,
but I do like the name, so it's like how I pick my horses in the horse racing by the name.
Alright, so now we have a Barbera.
Oh,
yes.
I love a Barbera.
Exactly. Now we
this is my favorite wine before I taste it. You go first.
Okay. Barbera's usually good.
Okay, is it sweet? Is it good? Is it too sweet?
It's not sweet, but it's got a real nice root and note to it, but not sweet.
This is my favorite. Ding, 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 ding. I just won.
So let's go back to Irene Ng, and that was not her favorite restaurant, but she did say she'd go back.
But what'd she do? Dinner, table for one.
She then reposted the review.
No, but what did they do to her?
They sued her. The restaurant sued her.
Okay, and we're in Vegas. She lost. They lost. They lost. Loser, loser, loser.
Yeah, winner, chicken dinner.
The restaurant sued her for defamation, and the court
said. And tortious interference.
Yes, and the court said, no. And right. What's the next one?
Because what we have is a, Volante. Okay, so this should be
called victory for the restaurant.
Victory's no, Victory's the best of Boston. It's victory for
Irene. Oh, you're right. I'm confused. Too much wine. Chris has a drinking. I have a case.
To quote Irene, average at best.
So, average at best? Yes. No, to quote her, not moist, down with the ribs.
And bad meat quality.
Bad meat quality.
No, it's really kind of interesting because this same restaurant where closed that restaurant and opened up a new one in Hyde Park, where he gave himself a 5-star review.
So this is like, I talk about my husband all the time, like we go to restaurants and they're like, oh, I'm the best of whatever. Mm-hmm. Who gave you that? I'm the best. I'm the best Alexis ever. Yes. I mean myself. Like, what does that mean? But yeah.
It's puffery. It's the First Amendment. They have every right to say
and that. And that is why they lost. They have the First Amendment. And you can do a review. However, I recommend that you put my opinion before the review. And that will help with the situation. But out of these, which one did you like?
I will tell you, my favorite was the Barbera.
Ah, yes.
And my second favorite was the
I just like the name of it, but I gotta tell you.
My third is the Rosé.
So peace out from Vegas. We will be doing another post for you guys as we're here on our Vegas tour.
Enjoying Italy, a little Italian cheese there, and we will be finishing these classes.
Yeah. So cheers.
Cheers. I'm pouring on sites 1 pace at a time. I got closer.